The Lord bless each one of you precious heart dwellers. Thank you so much for tuning into our channel. Today is the 7th of September, 2015. And I had a dream this morning just before I woke up, which had the signature of the Holy Spirit. So I'm going to share it with you. I was on a ship out at sea. Not far from us was the enemy's ship. The high-ranking commander of the ship was there with his little boy. Within eyesight, I saw the enemy ship, and the commander of that vessel had come to visit ours. There seemed to be a very strong attraction the little boy had to this man. I could not make out exactly the significance, except that the little boy turned out to be the son of the enemy commander, who was a Muslim. And he didn't know it. Yet the boy was supposed to be the son of the American commander officially. That's what everyone thought, anyway. In other words, it was thought that the child was the son of the American commander, but in actuality, he was the son of the enemy ship's commander, the Muslim commander. It seemed like they were all friends, even though they were thought of as enemies. Yet behind the scenes, they were working together. There was supposed to be an event that was to occur soon, and the Muslim commander invited the American one to come and look. We were in Israel, we were in the city of Jerusalem, and the Muslim commander was walking down a long corridor, and he said to the other commander, "Come look over here, this is a really good view. This is a perfect view." So as he motioned for him to come closer, I thought to myself, what is it they're looking at? No sooner did I get that thought through my mind than I caught a glimpse of the top of the dome of the rock. In the meantime, the ships were still out at sea. The Muslim ship was about to fire a plasma ball. But three times the equipment stalled, and the very large plasma ball had gone down to one-third of its original size when it finally fired. Now, going back to where the two men were watching the Dome of the Rock, it was obvious they were waiting for it to be blown up. And finally, after quite a long while, the Muslim commander said, "Something's gone wrong. It's misfired, or something has gone wrong." And I heard in my own mind, "Our God has intercepted it. It will never be seen again." Then I awoke because someone was knocking on our door. I think the Lord sent them there to knock so I'd wake up and remember this dream. Well, I sought the Lord about the meaning of this dream, and I heard him say Joel 2. So I got out the book of Joel and started reading it. And I thought it was very interesting because this whole second chapter of Joel is about the repentance of the people turning God's judgment away. Now, about Joel 2, literally speaking, I don't believe it had to do with this situation. I think it was figuratively. I think the Lord was showing me the dynamic behind why that plasma ball was intercepted. And there's been a few people who've asked me about a meteor that's coming to destroy the world or whatever. The Lord hasn't spoken to me about it at all. But the plasma ball in this dream, they do resemble meteors. And I don't know if you can even tell them apart when they're burning. I don't know that it's possible to tell them apart. It's been speculated that what happened in the Soviet Union was a plasma ball and not a meteor, and that there were a lot of plasma balls being shot off at that time. So it's really hard to say what was going on, except in this dream, it was definitely a plasma ball that was going to be fired on the Dome of the Rock by the Muslim ship. So after seeking him for the meaning of the dream and reading Joel 2, the two things I took out of it, which I felt were indicative of the dynamics was, "Let all who live in the land tremble, for the day of the Lord is coming. It is close at hand. A day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and blackness, like dawn spreading across the mountains. A large and mighty army comes, such as never was in ancient times, nor even will be in ages to come." And then skipping on to the 12th verse, "Even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning. Rend your heart and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in love, and he relents from sending calamity. Who knows, he may turn and relent and leave behind a blessing." And then the Lord began speaking to me, and he said, "The meaning should be obvious to you, my love. I have delayed the event that would have set things in motion." You remember, guys, that he talked about he was waiting for a certain event to take place before everything would go into motion. So I asked him, the destruction of the Dome of the Rock? "That's right," he said. And then I asked, "Is this the event you were waiting for back in the spring?" "It is. It was all set to go off like clockwork. But once again, we relented because of the prayers and fasting of many around the world, especially Australia. That was a landmark prayer event that had much to do with the repentance of those in this nation. You see, I raise up my vessels unto honor to stand in the gap, and Australia had much to do with the delay in the judgment. For this, every American should be very grateful. Now, since I have relented and stayed off the execution that was planned back in June, things have changed. Priorities have shifted, and I have once again delayed the well-orchestrated plans of the nations to annihilate 2/3 of the world's population. This poses new problems for my people and new remedies as well. And I will move forward with my saintly army of souls to fight the advancing darkness. It will redound to my glory, for great shall be the victories. Make no mistake about it, the rapture was about to happen in June. This is why I have been preparing you all to stand and take up your positions. It's not time to sit and wait. It's time to swing into action. This is why I spoke to you about assuming your positions. Your effectiveness in serving me during this extension of time will have a direct effect on how long I can stave off the events leading to the rapture. Yes, I know, I hear it already. Many of you want to sit down and cry, giving up your labors for me. But may I say to you, the rewards for your faithfulness now far outweigh anything. Lord, I'm thinking years. Are you delaying it by years? No, I'm thinking months. In the meantime, I am also giving my brides-to-be another chance. The brides that would not have gone in June, I'm giving them another chance to wake up and take new territory for me. I'm asking them to swing into action and commit themselves to a direction that will bring forth fruit for the kingdom, not just sitting around and waiting. Many have spoiled the plans I had for them with this kind of thinking. They too are getting another chance. Oh, this is so important, Claire. Over half of those who thought they had it all together in June were still falling far short of what I had expected of them. Their preoccupation with themselves disqualified them. Since then, many have had a change of heart and are finding ways to serve and have become much more serious about making better use of their time. I have seen much improvement and will have much mercy. But for those stragglers who are still biding their time, I say to you, wake up. Do not waste another day of your lives thinking about yourself. My brides must be about my business, not their own. Lord, is there really a meteor or is this some kind of hype? You stay with what I have given you and let the world follow its prophets. If it were important for you to know, I would have told you. Is that good enough for you, my love? Yes, Lord. I'll tell you what's important for you to know. I don't speculate. I bring what is truly necessary and leave the rest. So many people right now are highly agitated and don't know what to do with themselves. They're tied in knots. They are tied in knots from all these prophecies. This prophecy, that prophecy. Once they hear something, they throw it in with all the other things. Once they hear another prophecy, they throw it in with everything else they've heard and become profoundly disturbed to the point of not being rational. That is why I have taught the souls that hearken to my voice on this channel to stay away from all the speculations in the media. It does nothing to edify and build up, but plenty to undermine and sabotage the things I had for them to do. This is deliberate on Satan's part, to take their attention off me and onto their own survival. Some have even made themselves sick from worry. When you come away from a channel feeling panic, that is not good fruit, unless, of course, you misinterpret what is being said. Many have listening disabilities and tend to fly into a panic without listening very carefully to what I have said. The demons are also very fond of exaggerating and twisting what's been said to the point where no longer resembles the original word. Therefore, my precious ones, always listen carefully. Listen again if you begin to feel panicked. Well, all in all, my entire message tonight is to make your time here count. Don't grow lax or lazy. Rather, rise up, put your hand to the plow, and don't turn to look back or grow weary in well-doing. When you begin to grow weary, change the balance of prayer and work. Get more prayer, less work. In this way, you will be constantly rejuvenated for the next round. I am with you all, even at your right hand, strengthening you at communion, refreshing you in worship, protecting you all day long, and singing love songs over you. Listen for my sweet voice. Receive all that I wish to give you, with no guilt or condemnation. We are doing this together. You are truly my helpmates. How then can I leave you to languish on your own? No, I am right here by your side, plowing with you. My blessing of hope is upon you all. Amen.